Ladies and gentlemen, this is an AboveTopSecret.com member Ramblecast with your host, a man who is never satisfied to use one word where 20 will do, and always has at least 3 different opinions on every topic, the man who spells magic with a J, the magic man himself, Magic! Let's get ready to ramble!
Oh, all right. Wow. Yes. Thank you for that warm introduction. this is Magic at AboveTopSecret.com responding to the Skeptic Overview, number 17, the podcast contest finalist. And congratulations to my fellow finalists. I'm kind of surprised that Ramblecasts count, but I'm not arguing. Mr. Whoopi, dude, you've got 2 out of 8 entries. That's 25%. That is obviously not an accident. Way to go. And I guess that's about all I have to say about that. You know, just see how it turns out. Congratulations to William Wonsack. I just call him Woz, you know, W-O-S. So, you know, and the whole editor-in-chief thing. And give him hell. And Thomas, dude, ATSNN, Supreme Commander. Right on. I like this trend with the dedicated admins and super mods for the forums. I think this is a good concept. You know, having people with administrator powers that have that kind of direct, their specialty, that they can apply their, awesome admin powers to, I think is a really good idea. And I think that, in terms of, the flexibility and responsiveness of these different areas, I think that's really going to help a lot. So, let's see more of that. I'm definitely, very happy about that development. This whole business of post rates and post counts, I'm very much in the camp, as I think most of the staff is, that it's all about the quality and not the quantity. It's still, if you look at that, it's a yardstick. It's a measurement. You can say, all right, well, if people aren't interested, or, you know, is it just ATS, or is it the subject matter, or are people just kind of burned out on it? You know, I think this kind of stuff tends to go in ebbs and flows, but it's always a healthy thing to constantly be looking at the board and say, all right, well, what is it that we like about the board and what is it we don't like about the board? And just, you know, speak honestly about that and discuss it and see about ways that we can improve it. And that's something that I think is kind of characteristic of ATS is there's always been a philosophy, at least since I've been on the board, of examining the board and looking for ways to improve it. And, you know, of course, the best ideas always come from the members. You know, the members are constantly giving ideas about how to improve the board. And while it can be kind of difficult sometimes to sort through all that, it doesn't get any more authoritative than the people that log in and use the site as members, you know, and that's my philosophy anyway. So yeah, I think it's a reasonable thing to talk about, and I'm sure it'll get some play in BQ&B and in the pod world and stuff like that, and we'll see what comes out of it. My sense of all this is that there are natural ebbs and flows, and there are other events that go on in people's lives, and they're seasonal things. You know, of course, last year we had the elections, and that's a big deal, and that brought a lot of people to the board. And, you know, pros and cons, there's a lot of politics got, you know, mixed in with the conspiracy stuff, and, you know, there's still that whole thing, and I'm not going to go off on a tangent with that there, even though this is a Ramblecast and I do have a license to ramble. Oh yeah. But anyway, here's my prediction. I predict that there's going to be some stuff happening, and of course I could be wrong, but I think there'll be some stuff happening that's going to increase interest in ATS. Aside from the TV show, I expect that we're going to see some world events and stuff that's going to start cropping up here and there. You know, things that are going to happen that are going to cause people to think in terms of looking for alternative sources of information like ATS. And, we'll see if experience bears that out or not. But you heard it from me. I'm pretty sure we're going to see, aside from the TV show, which will no doubt also increase interest in the site, I think there will be events that are going to take place of a conspiracy territorial nature, and perhaps even of a supernatural nature, that we'll see some increase in activity there. We'll see. Of course, I think the thing the skeptic was talking about with the whole business of the Stormfronters and the white supremacists and stuff like that, you know, and the broader question of just racist bigotry and the politics of racism in general. I'm sure this is a subject that is near and dear to many hearts on ATS, as it is for me. And there's a lot of different facets to this. It's easy to jump on the bandwagon and say, oh, all right, well, let's all just, you know, let's just cluck our tongues and condemn these, these hateful white supremacists and just show them just how much we can hate them. But I think that's kind of ironic, you know. Again, they have their opinions, we have ours. And while I don't mean to sound mealy-mouthed about this, you know, you look at what they're doing. What they're doing is something that's very natural for people to do. This whole, I look at this not just from a political standpoint an ethical or dogmatic standpoint, but also from a spiritual standpoint. It's natural for people to do this, birds of a feather to join in, have some kind of common thing binding them, and then tightly bind together and form this whole us-them dichotomy, as anthropologists might refer to it. It's a very common group dynamic. And while we might tend to look at, racial, so-called hate groups and groups founded on what they would call racial identity and what most people would call racist bigotry, that's the same process at work there that we see in things like politics in general, partisan politics, religions, where people band together under religious beliefs and become bigots with regards to their religion versus other religion. It's all the same thing. It's all bigotry. Nationalism. Same deal. So I think that I would very much like to see this explored in greater detail. And of course, we see this kind of thing come up again and again. We have this whole business of the riots that are taking place in Australia right now. And this is a theme that recurs over and over and over again in the news and in human events in general. And for my part, I advise my fellow members not to get caught up in the trap of finger pointing. It's easy to do. I'm not justifying bigotry. In fact, quite the opposite. I want to call attention to bigotry and what bigotry is. What I'm trying to say here is that in the process of pointing fingers at people you think of as bigots, it is very easy to fall into the trap of becoming a bigot yourself. It's just, and there's just so many examples of this, and I don't necessarily, even if this is a Ramblecast, don't want to go off too far on that, but I definitely am looking forward to seeing more discussion on this. And I like to say things like a broad brush paints a crude picture, and bigotry is a good example of that. I think there will be a proper place for this, but as I like to say it, the ultimate victim of bigotry is the bigot, and the penalty for indulging in bigotry is being forced to live with a bigot. And for those that that are indulging in this kind of behavior, and hey, we all do it to some degree or another. I do it all the time. It's easy to do. But when we identify this, my hope is that this penalty for bigotry won't be a life term. The cure for bigotry is education, is understanding, is bringing it to people's attention so that they can take a look at themselves in the mirror and decide if they like what they see. And at least, and in most cases, I think when people really understand what they're doing, they have enough respect for themselves that they'll decide, no, okay, I'm better than this. I can be better than a bigot. I do have a brain. I don't have to rely on dogma to do my thinking for me. We'll see. But hey, right on for bringing that up. Of course, there's a lot of other good things that that Skeptic brought up in the Skeptic overview there. And it was really kind of neat to hear all the little clips from the different podcasts that they're considering for this conspiracy contest. And I'm sure whoever it is that is awarded the awesome iPod Nano is probably going to be fine with waiting for it. I mean, come on, the price is right. Anyway, well, good luck to the podcasters out there. And, until next time, ramble on.